This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. A federal appeals court has blocked a lower court's decision that would have extended the deadline to count absentee ballots by 6 days. The new ruling means that absentee ballots must be received before 8 p.m. on Election Day. The ruling comes as people around the state weigh how to vote amid a deadly global pandemic. In Wisconsin, we've seen a significant increase in the number of positive COVID-19 cases in the last month. Our next guest joins us to give us the latest in the court fight over the ballots and what it could mean for the November election. Sean Johnson is the Capitol Bureau Chief for Wisconsin Public Radio News. He's also co-host of the weekly WPR Politics podcast. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Rob.
Well, give us more on this decision from the Federal Appeals Court. What does it mean as of now for how and when we vote?
As of now, it means that the deadlines that we usually face in an election, without a court intervening, are in place. So as you mentioned, absentee ballots have to be received by 8 p.m. on election night. And so that means that this extension that a U.S. District Court judge had granted that would have given an extra 6 days for the ballots to make their way to clerks as long as they were postmarked by election day. That extension has now been thrown out by the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago.
And I talked to some elections experts who said, even with that extension in place, maybe don't wait till election day to mail your ballot. I think the message from a lot of people has been still, whatever the court rulings are, get those ballots in earlier. Is there a sense, Sean, among politico types in the state that this is going to change people's voting behavior much?
I mean, we've had a lot of people voting absentee already. There's a pretty huge surge of absentee ballots that have already been cast in Wisconsin. So I think the message is out there. It's a little bit different than the April election when COVID-19 was still very new to all of us. And the thought of, going out to an election was still new. You do see a lot more kind of proactive people sending in their absentee ballots early this time around.
Let's talk about this ruling now. First of all, Sean, is this a final ruling or are there opportunities for further appeals that could shake up this story yet again?
There's always an opportunity. I shouldn't say always, but in this case, there is an opportunity for an appeal if Democrats wanted to. I haven't heard from them that they want to do that, though. They didn't say right away, well, we're going to take this to the U.S. Supreme Court. Or, this was decided by a 3-judge panel on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. They could appeal to an en banc hearing in the Seventh Circuit where all of the judges who sit on the circuit rule on the case. But they haven't said that. I've just been kind of hitting refresh on the federal court system's website here for this case, just in case something happens while we're talking. And there's no notice of appeal there. Didn't hear a comment from Democrats yesterday. So, perhaps they will appeal. Perhaps they'll decide not to, that it's best to just kind of like work within a known playing field, especially given the chance that even if they did appeal, the Supreme Court could side with Republicans.
Now, this is a 2-1 vote on a 3-judge panel. What did the majority say about why they ruled and said, nope, lower court judge, we're not going to let you extend the deadline for these mail-in ballots?
The majority opinion was really brief, and it was written by, one of two judges. It was Frank Easterbrook and Amy St. Eve, both Republican nominees to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. And what they based their decision on was basically this the Supreme Court principle, which is extremely loosely defined at this point. But the U.S. Supreme Court has said that you can't make changes or you shouldn't make changes in the court system to election laws close to an election. Now, there's like no cutoff for this. I mean, and it's cited frequently in election cases in different ways. And so in this case, this is what these two judges decided it meant. They said that this September 21st decision by U.S. District Court Judge William Conley came too close to the election, and that was why they rejected it.
And this is this thing called the Purcell principle, right?
Yes, I've been reading stuff right.
It's a big deal this year in particular, because as you mentioned, with COVID a lot more people are interested in absentee voting. And so courts, litigants and others are interested in how we absentee vote and maybe more motivated to seek changes in those rules. That's why we keep seeing this previously obscure phrase popping up so much.
Yeah. And it kind of raises a question in this case, which was brought up by the dissenting judges, like, okay, when's early enough? If Judge Conley had issued his ruling back in May, when coronavirus, you know, spread was much lower, would he have been kind of chastised for being too early? You know, it's this extremely, you know, the Purcell principle. Very good, Rob. It's super important in a year like this. And there's no date, I think, is the important thing. Each court kind of decides what it means to them at that moment.
Talking to WPR's own Sean Johnson, Capitol Bureau Chief, looking at a court ruling saying the deadline for ballots in November, mailed-in ballots, is Election Day, 8 p.m., overturning a judge's decision that said if you postmarked it Election Day, you got another 6 days for it to make its way there. So got to be there, 8 p.m., Election Day. The dissenting judge here, Sean, what was the message there?
Yeah, every now and then you read a dissent where the judge just kind of cuts loose, I guess, would be one way to describe it. And that is what happened here with Judge Alana Robner. She was nominated to the court by President George H.W. Bush. So another judge nominated to this panel by a Republican president. And she said that the inevitable result of the court's decision today will be that many thousands of Wisconsin citizens will lose their right to vote, despite doing everything they reasonably can to exercise it. She wanted to say, this is a travesty. So she also was very, you know, not critical of not only of the majority opinion, but of the Wisconsin legislature for kind of downplaying the severity of the pandemic, you know, kind of took the legislature to task for not making changes to election laws in the interim months between the April election and the November election. And her argument was basically, you know, it's a rare step. It should be a rare step for courts to step in and make changes to laws like these. That's the job of the legislature. But when they haven't done it, this is the time for a court to act. So she was extremely critical of both the majority and of the Wisconsin legislature for appealing this case.
And so for some background on the case, the appellant here was the Republican-led legislature, right? They are the ones who brought this to the court.
Yeah. And the way that it got there ended up being kind of messy. You know, it was decided at the district court level in favor of Democrats. Republicans appealed. The Republican legislature was one of those who appealed. And initially, these same three judges all ruled that the legislature lacked legal standing to bring this appeal, you know, that the legislature could not represent the interests of the state, that that was the job of the attorney general, basically. The legislature said, hang on, why don't you ask our state Supreme Court to weigh in on that? Because, you know, we have a law in Wisconsin now that was passed by this legislature in the lame duck session of the legislature back in the closing days of the Walker administration, where the legislature gave themselves more power to represent the state in court. So the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals sends it back to the Wisconsin Supreme Court to weigh in. The Supreme Court's 4-3 conservative majority says, yes, in fact, the legislature can represent the state in Wisconsin. That kicks it back to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. And essentially these two judges changed their mind and said, okay, if you can appeal, now we'll consider the merits of the case. And as we look at the merits of the case, you win.
And that's where we stand. Sean, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob.
Sean Johnson is the Capitol Bureau Chief for Wisconsin Public Radio News. He's also co-host of the weekly WPR Politics podcast. He joined us today to talk about the latest court battle over absentee ballots in the state ahead of the November election.